call is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. Thank you.
Thank you very much, operator. Help, Glenn, could you be so kind to help me make a roll call to know who's in the call?
Certainly, Olga. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. On the call, we have Rosemary Sinclair.
Here.
Olga Savelli.
Here.
Ulf Ulrich Knoben.
Yes.
Chuck Gomes. And from staff, we have Ken Bauer and myself, Glenn Saint-Jerry. We have apologies from Liz, who is on another call. And I don't think Rob will be able to make it. Thank you very much. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you, Glenn. And also we have apologies from Jamie. I think he had a flight to Recife, to the north of Brazil, and he was flying at the time of this call. And thank you. First, I want to thank very much Liz and Ken for summarizing what we talked in the last call we had. It was the same day I was leaving on vacation, so since then I have been following from my BlackBerry and from my computer when I had the time, when I had connectivity, but not very frequently I could make it as the same as in my normal activity. So my apologies for that. I think I sent some comments to Ken and Liz first summary, but I don't find them in my now I'm checking my email, and I don't find them. So maybe I should make them again. Thank also Chuck for your comments. Thank Rosemary for your comments. And Jamie sent also some comments that were responded by Ken today. And I really appreciate Ken's comments because I personally think the same what he wrote. We have been through this exercise, and I think Jamie joined a little bit later and also made his statements about what we have been discussing. I would like to start with... hold on a second, please. Sorry. Ken sent a very interesting summary with next steps. I would like to know what we in the call think about it. I think it's quite good summary, and it's quite good plan to move forward. But I don't know if you had the chance to review it. I have only seen comments from Chuck and from Rosemary. I don't know, Wolf, if you want to add something, if you had the chance to review the summary made by Ken and by Liz. Any comments about this?
Yes, well I've got through this summary. And, well, I do not have an additional comment to that, so what was said or what was commented already. Well, I'm more or less, I could agree to that.
Do you think the summary is okay, Wolf?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Ken, are you on the line?
I certainly am.
So... I commend you for summary and for the steps proposed. And any comments about the list that Liz and Ken sent? I think I made some additions, but I cannot find the email when I expressed what I was thinking it was missing. No, I cannot find it among my emails. Maybe I should review it again. And also, Chuck made some comments about how to make the name of the different activities, and I think it's fine. Any comments, Rosemary, Wolf, Chuck, to the list of we didn't say activities. We which was the name? Projects was the name that we agreed.
Olga, Rosemary,
yes, please.
Worked through that, trying to remember everything that was said to me in my introduction to the GNSO, and I made a couple of suggestions that I wasn't really sure about, but Chuck came back to me with explanations about those two items.
Yes, this was today, right?
That's right, Olga, just today. So I'm happy with that. So I'm happy with the list as we have it now.
Madam Chair, this is Ken. May I make a suggestion?
Of course.
The first step that we outlined that was actually discussed in our last call was to finalize the project list.
Yes.
And so my recommendation to the group would be, let's go through. There's only 20 of them. Chuck has already made a comment in the list, which I can summarize, or he can, as to certain of them, one, two, three at least, if not four, five, that should actually be taken off the list, and he can provide his reasons. But what I would suggest we do, maybe first step, is just to nail down what starting set of projects we're going to use. That would be step one. If we do that, then we can also, while we're at it, we can decide on these abbreviations. And if we can make them two letters versus three, that's fine.
And I would say, Ken, that if we need to make them four to make them meaningful and easy to recognize, that's a good idea. And I think a classic example is IRT. You know, we need A, B, C, D, things like that. So between two to four, I think, is fine.
One question. I didn't follow you completely. You said that from this whole list, we should select some of them. I thought we were going to work with all the list, with the whole project list.
Well, I think that was modified. At least Chuck made a comment. Well, the step that we wrote was, let's go through and make sure these are the 20 projects we want to use.
Okay.
And so, as I recall, I have Chuck's email. He said, for example, number four, IDNF. Number 15, CGR, GCR, and 17, WHO 2, and maybe even WHO 1, are not projects ready for prioritization.
Okay.
And the same thing was true of number 20, RRVI. So what I would suggest we do maybe is to, you know, let's walk right through the list from 1 to 20, and I'll make notations. Mm-hmm. If there's a consensus that we should scrap that particular one, then we can do that.
Okay.
But I guess I would just want to make one thing clear. If we scrap it, it's not because it's a project that is untouchable or has some other characteristic. It's just that it's not there's nothing to prioritize yet.
Rosemary here. It strikes me that some of the ones that may be scrapped, just in quotes, at the moment are important. So one suggestion would be to have a kind of prospects list so that we don't lose sight of the fact that some very important projects may be coming up, which would, in the course of time, cause us to review the priorities of those that are on the list.
Yeah, this is Ken again. I'll be happy to, anything that comes off the 20, I'll be happy to tuck into a separate sort of to be revisited later, and presumably when those projects reach a certain level of, I don't know what noun to use, but yeah, that we will always keep track of those for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
Great, Ken. So our next step would be to prepare this new list with, it would be a shortened list, and this other to be taken in consideration projects and other things that we should have in mind. Should we review the list now, one by one, among us? You think that that's okay, or we can make comments in the email list?
Let's do it.
Or we already did.
I think it's a good idea to just go through it quickly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And number one, who studies WHO 1, I think... Chuck, you made some comments about it?
Which one was one? I don't have the list on me.
You said, I don't think the following are projects for prioritization, at least not yet. IDNF, CGR, WHO 2, and I'm not sure about WHO 1 is ready for prioritization. Finally, it's not clear. So about the first one, you made a comment, who studies WHO 1, that perhaps should not be prioritized.
Well,
any other comments?
Yeah, we're not at a stage yet. I mean, we're waiting on staff right now for the or not just staff, but there are a couple RFPs out there, and once we get the RFPs back, then we'll have some estimated costs and estimated feasibility information, at which time the council's going to have to make a decision whether to proceed. It doesn't seem to be a project that fits the model right now. The only resources it's taking right now are staff resources, and those are important, and we have to prioritize those as well, so don't get me wrong in terms of what I'm saying, but it just doesn't seem to be at the stage where it's something we have to prioritize. Now, please, don't just because I suggested it, if people disagree with that, let's talk about it.
Any comments?
Well, Wolf speaking, so I'm not sure about it because I'm not so very much familiar with the content of all these studies. But from the last meetings I heard about this, isn't there a big financial implication as well to those studies? That means I understand they are just in the stages of studies. Which studies should be done and should be, so that means in case it is decided about studies, then it means there may be a big impact on economic impact in terms of money and staff as well, isn't it? So I understood from our last call that in this case, I would say, okay, it comes closer to a project. Is my understanding correct or not?
I think you make a good point that I hadn't really thought about, Wolf. What do others think?
Yeah, I somehow agree with Wolf. I would keep it.
I'm okay with that. That's why, so let's go. What's the second one that I put?
Well,
I'm still having trouble finding my...
this is Ken, if I just chirp in. What I thought I heard Chuck saying is, and we have to sort of keep in mind that the overall goal of the work prioritization effort is ultimately to get some sense of where the community's got its time invested. And I think what I heard Chuck saying is there's no current community investment in this project. Now, not that it isn't important, not that it won't come up later, not that at some point there won't be community involvement, but there isn't now. And so it's going to be tough to determine difficulty, it's going to be tough to determine value when the project is not in the community's hands at this stage. So what I was suggesting is just label it I for inactive. I'll take it off the current list, and then, but I won't lose it. I mean, but at the moment, it doesn't sound like it's possible to actually even rate or rank it.
Okay. I think we're coming to the point that we discussed at the first thing, at the first call, make some big categories of inactive, active, or maybe this is our first category that we're starting to define in our whole list. So which letter you suggested, Ken?
Well, what I would suggest is we take it off the list.
Okay.
And I will put it under a different category called inactive or not started. In other words, these are projects that are emergent, but they are not active. Otherwise, I think we're going to have difficulty with the rating, ranking, and prioritization. It's going to be hard to prioritize something that isn't even that's not even active.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did they do
Great.
Justice to that, Chuck?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think Chuck was the first one who proposed this kind of categories, and we're going to that point. Number two, new GTLD special trademark issues, STI. Let's see if Chuck sent some comments.
Well, that one was taken off for a different reason, and that's because, I guess there's a couple reasons. Number one, it's a task the board gave us with a very short deadline. We need to get it done or it, could have serious impact in introducing new GTLDs. So it seems to me that it's a no-brainer that it needs to keep going at a fast pace. If we want to keep it in and prioritize it, we can. And it probably would come out high anyway. But I just, you know, that to me is one that, you know, we're going to have to keep wherever it fits in the prioritization model. So to make the exercise a little simpler, I suggested pulling those out. Now, Ken, if I understood your comments in response to Jamie's suggestions, you're suggesting that we keep them all in there. Is that right?
If they're active and they involve community effort, yes. Irrespective of their momentum, irrespective of their mandate, any of that, I think it begs the question. I think what you're saying is right. If in the end something that is high value and low difficulty, it should prioritize and rank high. If it doesn't, then you know, different management decisions can be made downstream to make an exception for other reasons. But I would say at the start we should just close our mind's eye to the issue of whether it's a mandate or whether it's moving along well or not moving. I think we should just look only at whether or not it is important and how difficult and costly it is to do, and then let that be the basis for the determination. All the other decisions are implementation issues.
Yeah. And I'm not opposed to doing that with this one. So if the rest of the group supports that, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I would keep it. I would support Ken's comments.
Okay. What's the next one? Anybody else comment on that one? So we're okay on that one. Okay, what's the third one?
Third is fast flux, FF.
Oh, fast flux. Well, yeah. Actually, you know, in thinking about it, it's probably okay to leave that one there. I think it's going to come out as a low priority. It's not a project yet. It's an action item that the council needs to take to decide what to do and whether to make it a project and so forth. But if I can live with it still being on there if that's what people want.
Wouldn't it be an inactive one?
It is probably inactive right now, but it's an action. The council has the task of at some point dealing with it. So what do others think? I'm fairly flexible on that one. It is inactive right at the moment because the council hasn't acted on the recommendations from the Fast Flux PDP working group.
I think if it's inactive, it should be inactive, and then we should put it in active category when we review the list. We should decide that or after this exercise. But then it's dynamic, and we put it again when it's moving on.
I'm okay with that. What do others think?
So, Chuck, what you're saying is that, because I've just gone back to the
policy priorities list, pending
action list from the GNO Council.
The way that reads is different from what we just said.
That says the fast flux motion was adopted by the Council on the 3rd of September with 7 recommendations. But you're now saying that that's where that sits for the time being?
The PDP work group on that, first of all, they didn't recommend any policy changes.
Right.
They recommended some possible actions going forward. We accepted their report and so forth, but the council didn't specifically decide on what actions to follow and how to implement those. So that's why it's kind of inactive now. Until the council makes a more specific decision in terms of what to do, it's nothing's happening.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to take those comments on board. Perhaps the feedback, though, is that when things come to the council with recommendations, that ordinarily to me suggests, you know, something going forward, rather than just a report, which the report is tabled and noted, but doesn't have any next steps, whereas when I hear the word recommendation, I immediately think, okay, we've got some actions pending, you know, things to get on with. So I'm just, I guess I'm making the comment that our work in reviewing this list is actually taking us back into wider GNSO processes so that we get some congruence between the work that we're actually doing and this priority list over time, of course. It'll take a while.
Right. And I think, you know, what it's interesting on this particular example, because I think without stating it as such, what the council has done is to kind of put this one on a low priority because there are so many other things that we just kind of naturally knew were more important. So I think a prioritization act has happened without calling it that. But,
so it's prioritization in practice.
Yeah, yeah, good way to put it.
By the way, this is Ken. I'm happy to keep the official scorecard here, so I've gone ahead and marked that one an I.
Okay. So we move to number 4, IDN Fast Track Implementation Plan, IDNF.
Well, you know, first of all, that's not an official project, if I can call it that, in a sense. The IDNG working group, which I'm active on, okay, it doesn't have a formal charter. The group is trying to decide whether to come back with some recommendations to the council on a couple issues and so forth. So it's almost kind of like some voluntary group out there cooperating to produce something and then bring it to the council for consideration. Does that make sense? And nothing has been brought forward to the council specifically yet.
This is Ken. I would just make this observation. If the community's volunteers are engaged in work activities, whether they're chartered or volunteer or ad hoc, I think if it's substantive, meaning it's going on for n number of weeks or months or whatever, that's probably worth noting and putting it on a list.
Well, the one and that may be okay, but the one problem I have with that, Ken, is that there are you know, groups happening all the time behind the scenes that are considering something and that may result in something being put forward to the council for review. And if we start including all of those, I don't think it's practical. Now, this one is a little bit different, so I'll give you this. And that is that the council has talked about this one, and the council has been kept aware of what the group is doing. So it is a little bit different in that sense. Again, I'll go with the group's wishes on this. I'm not going to push one way or the other.
Can I just come in here? It's Rosemary.
Being
a complete newbie, it seems to me from the last and indeed the first ICANN meeting I've ever attended that internationalized domain names was a hot topic with impassioned speeches from the floor and, you know, people talking, indeed we're talking about fast track of the implementation plan. When I look at the progress in November, there is a drafting team discussing a proposed charter for a possible new working group. I'm just wondering whether the progress we're making on this and the our attention to it is matching the kind of community feeling that I felt at the meeting. Now, I may be completely on the wrong track, and being an Australian, I don't mind if someone says, you've got that absolutely wrong. We call it Aussie blunt, and it makes for very short conversations, but they're good conversations. But as a new one, I thought I'd just feed that back to everybody.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you're... it's as simple as that you're wrong on this one. I think that you're making some good points. One of the problems is that there are competing views. The group was originally formed to focus on the possibility of an IDN-GTLD fast track so that there's not this huge gap between IDN-CCTLDs and IDN-GTLDs.
Mm-hmm.
What has turned out, and it happened previously too, it's coming up again, those who want some LDH ASCII, in other words, GTLDs, are afraid that if there's anything like an IDN-GTLD fast track, it'll slow down their ability to get what they want. So there are these competing elements in that regard.
Yeah.
And so it's not a clear consensus one way or the other. It's a little bit complicated. Now, interestingly enough, though, what's come up recently in the list discussion on that is there's a recommendation two for new GTLDs probably needs some clarification, and the group is still talking about that, whether that group should talk about it and present something to the council, or whether another group should be formed, because the way the recommendation is right now, it says you can't have confusingly similar names. Well, there was no intent in the formation of that recommendation to include different IDN variations of the same TLD.
Yeah.
And so that needs to be clarified, I think. Where that's going to come out in that, whether this group can deal with it or it needs to be another group or whatever, at some point it's going to have to come back to the council.
Okay. So is this one where we could say it's different in that we seem, at any rate, I seem to think that there's, quite a deal of community interest in this topic, even though we as a council, for a range of very valid reasons, are not even at the stage of calling it a project, which we would then prioritise. So it's different from the ones where we're saying there wasn't really any community interest. This one, there seems to me to be community interest.
Oh, there is, yes.
Yeah, so it's maybe one of the ones, it should be on the list, and that would then highlight to us that we've got a problem because we're seeing it with a low priority, whereas the community might see it with a much higher priority.
Yeah, and I think that what'll actually happen on this, and then I'm okay with that, but what'll actually happen is those who are afraid of delays in dealing with this are going to rank it low, and those on the other side are going to rank it high, so we're going to be somewhere in the middle, and maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's reflecting the what's going on. I also agree that it's a high interest and a high involvement, so I would leave it in the list.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm okay with that.
Wolf, any comment?
Oh, I'm okay with that. Thank you.
5G regions review community-wide working group GEO. Me and Saeed are representing GNSO in the group. The group is mainly led by staff and by ALAC, and we're reviewing the implication of geo-regions in the activities of ICANN, and now the plan is to develop a broad survey in all ICANN community to see how the regions are impacting. I wouldn't say it's inactive, but GNSO, it's really... we work with the group, we are always present, giving our vision from GNSO, but it's really CCNSO and especially ALAC who are the most active supporting organizations in this working group that we are actively participating also. So I wouldn't say it's a high priority. I don't know if we have to take it off and put it in a different category, maybe as a reporting activity or something like that.
Now, which one are you talking about, Olga?
GEO Regions Review Community-Wide Working Group, where Saeed and myself are representing GNSO.
Yeah. the thing of it is, it's bigger than us. You know, it involves more, as you know very well. It's bigger. It's a community-wide working group, not a GNSO working group. So it makes it somewhat different. So if we prioritize it low, are we going to take you and Zahid off? I doubt it. Because it is important for the community and it's an ongoing thing, so it's in a different.
No, I didn't mean it. It's not important. What I meant is it doesn't bring us a lot of time in following it. So it's not a high cost.
Right. Yeah.
That's my comment.
So do you think it should just be left? Do you think it should be just left in the prior?
No, I think it should be a different category. I think it could be a category where some of us are involved and we report to the GNSO, and if something is very relevant comes up, then we may change the priority, but not for the moment. We may have some other projects with this characteristic.
So it's like a watching brief, Olga.
Somehow, yes. Mm. Yeah.
And I think if we were to prioritize this one, it'd come out low. But that doesn't really tell us anything. It's one we need to be involved in anyway. I mean, the bottom line, the geo regions affects the CCTLDs tremendously. It has impact in the GNSO, but not nearly as much as the CCTLDs.
That's my point. But we're following, but we're participating.
Yeah. I'm okay with that, with your suggestion.
Yeah.
So, Ken, this would be a new kind of letter? It's not inactive, but it's not high.
It's M for monitoring?
Yeah, something like that. What do you think? Ken, are you there?
I'm sorry, I was yakking away at on mute.
Ah, sorry.
Wondering why no one was reacting. All right.
We like, we like you that way, Ken.
I know. So does my wife. My point of order or comment would be to try as hard as you can. I know it's hard to, but don't think about prioritizing anything at the moment. That's the subject of the exercise.
Okay.
And we are begging the question when you say we should put this in or out because it'll come out high or low priority. That should not be a factor here. It should only be, is there substantive work going on in the community, and is it active? If it's
active
and there's substantive work going on, let's rate and prioritize it. Whether or not it comes out high or low is a different question, and management decisions will be made based on that, but they're not our subject for today.
Okay.
So I think I would argue – now, Chuck made an interesting observation earlier that I hadn't thought about, which is what – if there is work going on that's sort of not sanctioned, or I don't want to use that term, but it's ad hoc, meaning it's de minimis and it doesn't involve a lot of people, then maybe it's not really a project. It doesn't meet the minimum threshold for being considered. That would be, it sounds to me, a different way of looking at it, meaning it's either inactive, it's not a project, meaning it doesn't meet the minimum criteria, which we haven't established yet, or it's active and it's substantive and it should be on the list. Now, if it comes out with a low priority in the end, you know, different. It doesn't mean that it gets canceled.
I think that we should leave it and then see.
Yeah, I would suggest that you leave it at the moment, based on what I've heard.
Yeah. My only comment was if we should add a new category to it, not put it in a way, but as we have one which is inactive, have one which is Rosemary said something interesting that I forgot.
Watching brief.
Watching brief.
Brief.
What do you think, Ken? This was my question.
I'm not sure I fully understand what watching means. Because, for example, you could have a project that has very high value to the community, has even relatively low cost, but is not progressing well, right? And Jamie would say, has low momentum or something. And maybe it's in a kind of it's not inactive, but it's not moving very fast. I don't think that plays at all into this prioritization scheme or effort. I think what we should only ask ourselves is it substantive work? Is the community engaged, meaning it's not inactive, it's active? And if so, we should go ahead and just prioritize and rate it. And then, you know, I think what will happen is after we get through this exercise, we may learn some things about minimum criteria, what kinds of projects should be on this list, which and maybe, you know, the categories that you're referring to are things like, you know, we're just not going to prioritize work that takes less than 1 month and five full-time equivalent resources or whatever that turns out to be. I think we'll learn a lot more after we've been through it once.
So you're suggesting that we leave it?
I would for now, yes.
And not generate any category?
Correct.
Okay. Are we okay with that?
Yep.
Any comments?
Yep.
Great. Number six, travel policy, TRA. That's a working team that was, a drafting team, really, that was made to deal with the funding of different, with new travel policy that I can issued like 5-4 months ago, and how to deal with that and how to deal with different stakeholder groups and constituencies and the funding. That's pretty much already arranged, although I have received some I'm chairing the drafting team and I have received some emails asking me how to move forward, and if the different stakeholder groups and constituencies may have some flexibility. So there is some activity going on, and it has some impact in community. So
if we follow Ken's guidance,
yeah,
we leave it there for now.
We should leave it there for now.
By the way, one minor suggestion. I would change my own abbreviation to four letters and make it TRAV just to make it really obvious.
Travel. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Okay.
By the way, just for the sake of real quickly, are we okay with STI on number two and IDNF for IDN Fast Track and GEO for GEO?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you know, I'll ask that question each time. Make sure that the abbreviations are good as well. All right, so I've captured TRAV.
Great. number seven, post-expiration domain name recovery. PED. I have no comments to that.
It's an easy one. It should be included there. It's obviously an active group and so forth. So it's fine. I think
PED is okay as an abbreviation.
I know it's
a lot of times it's called Pedner, but.
Maybe add an N, P E D N. Well, or recovery,
If I really wanted it to be obvious, and this probably doesn't work, some of you may not even recognize this one. I would call it RGP because that's what it's about. and most people understand what RGP is. It's fine. I think if we want to add a letter. Obviously, Pedner is five letters. I think we're getting too long when we get up to five.
What's RGP mean?
Redemption Grace Period. The Redemption Grace Period policy is one that has needed to be reviewed for a long time,
uh-huh.
And that's what's happening there.
Okay.
Would it be better to go with PE?
Or even
EXP, expire for expire, but I don't know. It took me about 3 or 4 months to get used to the acronym, but I think most people now are used to calling it PEDNR, so PED probably works, but I don't have strong feelings on the abbreviation on this one.
Okay, I'll just leave. We'll leave it as PED for now.
Leave it PED, yeah. Great. Okay, number eight, Registration Abuse Policy Working Group, RAP, RAP. Any comments?
Now we could call it ABUS, but to make it more obvious, but
abuse,
but I just throw that out for people to react to. RAP doesn't probably ring a lot of bells in our heads.
I think abuse may be more explicit.
I think I like that better, but I'm flexible.
Any comments?
What was the consensus there?
Well, we're just asking. We think that ABUS, Chuck, or
yeah,
ABU?
I just suggested that maybe ABUS might be a more intuitive abbreviation for this group.
I've captured it.
I guess nobody objects to that, huh?
Okay.
No.
And that's it. It's in the list. It's active.
Yeah.
Okay. 9, joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group, JIG. J-I-G. J-I-G? Did I say it right?
Yeah, and that's an abbreviation that's been widely used for a
yes,
while.
Yes, it has been used.
Yeah. It's another community-wide group,
yeah.
Or at least CCNSO and GNSO.
Great.
Isn't that connected to number 4, the fast-track implementation plan?
No. The JIG is actually looking at some IDN issues related to implementing new IDN TLDs, Cs and Gs. Like variants and how they're handled at the root, and single character, two character names. It's really to try and refine a few things that still need a little bit more work with regard to IDN TLDs.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
Yes.
And it is an official joint group. It has a charter. That's been approved by both the CCNSO and the GNSO.
Oh, okay.
Number 10, PPSC PDP work team, PDP.
That one's fine. That's a really important one for us.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to talk about priorities. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Test.
Okay, number 11, PPSC work with working group, working team, it's both. WGT.
I'm okay with that abbreviation. We can even shorten it and make it just WG for working group. But
yeah, I like that.
Yes.
That's a good.
Yes, because it's focused on working group.
I'm going to take the T off. Got it.
Okay. Number 12, OSC GNSO Operations Team, GCO.
An acronym that's been used there for a while is GCOT.
GCOT,
So we could change it to GCOT, but I'm okay with that.
I just took the T off working group team.
I understand.
Put it here.
For a historical thing. Ken, in that it has been referred to quite a bit as GCOT.
You're right. I'll put the T on there.
Are we being inconsistent?
Consistently so.
Yes, good. I'm glad we're consistent about something. And the key thing, in my opinion, on these things is to make them as intuitive as possible so that people can look at them and without having to go back to a legend. You can still have, you still need to have the legend, but it makes the tool a lot easier to use.
Yes. Okay.
So it's GCOT.
Mm-hmm.
13, OSC, Constituency and Stakeholder Operations Team, CSG. We have been using CSG for this working team. So I think it's fine.
So you really did? I was thinking it was COT, didn't it?
Well, it was at the beginning.
Yeah. The problem, Wolf, was the confusion with the GCOT.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the beginning we had a different acronym, but then we started to use ESG, and
yeah,
we have been using that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that should remain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
14 OSC Communications and Coordination Work Team, CCT.
Yeah, it's another acronym that at least in the last month or so has been used fairly widely, and of course the council has an action item from the OSC has been dealing with the CCT. It hasn't come to the council yet, but probably will shortly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 15, GNSO constituency with confirmations.
This one isn't a GNSO project, as I understand projects. This is, like I said, Rosemary, and my response to your suggestions today, it's along the same line.
Mm-hmm.
It's something going on between constituencies and ICANN staff and the board. It's mainly, you know, keep the council informed of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is a good one for staff to respond to. Isn't that an accurate characterization of this?
Yes, I believe it is, and I'm mulling it over in my head as I think about it. It's an activity that is going to consume community resources. I suppose that it is, in some sense or other, it's work that doesn't necessarily have to exist. The question is, I'm thinking to myself, you know, when you're looking at active work that's taking up people's time,
mm-hmm,
and you prioritize it, you know. Hmm.
I don't see that the council is pretty much involved in that. So, Chuck, I agree to you. It's something between the constituencies, staff, and the board, something going on. It's time limited, although so I understand. So now the process is going on. Isn't that, let me say, a similar activity like, let me say, new constituency approval or confirmation of new constituency? So, I understand it's a separate task because it comes from the BGZ review, but from the process of the council is not very much involved here.
This is Ken. I think you could make the same argument for the five work teams. They came from the BGC review as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But those, Ken, are GNSO projects. The board tasks us with doing those things.
Yeah.
And it is a GNSO project. This is not a GNSO project.
Okay. All right, so the criteria that we're starting, this is part of what I was saying about the learning exercise, right? You go through this for a while, and then you start to develop some criteria or some mechanisms for making decisions, and we're starting to hone in on one of them, which is it has to be a GNSO project, and if it relates to just a constituency or a stakeholder group, that doesn't make it a GNSO project. And so it doesn't qualify for being rated and ranked.
No, exactly.
Is that right?
I think
so.
All right, so I'm going to mark those with X, meaning they're not projects, not qualified.
Rosemary here. The only thing that I would say, our criteria were: is there work going on, and is the community engaged? It's important to just understand with this non-commercial stakeholder group transition that there's quite a lot of work going on, which means people in that stakeholder group are pressured with that work and may not be able to participate in other GNSO work. So I think it's important for GNSO just to be aware that that project is going on, albeit that it's not a GNSO-wide project, but a single stakeholder group project.
And so, you're absolutely right there, and that's why there's an ongoing reporting of the activity there.
Yes.
Rob keeps us informed of what's going on there, and maybe we want to come up with other ways to keep that visible. There are going to be tons of activities that are going on that are involving community resources and people's time and so forth. So if we included every one of those as GNSO projects that we have to prioritize, this exercise, I think, will become terribly cumbersome.
Yes, no, I'm agreeing with you completely, Chuck. I'm just perhaps I'm musing about whether we need another category somewhere that says, you know, projects that are of interest to us, but not where responsibility is resting with the GNSO.
Yeah, and your term wasn't bad. Maybe it's a monitoring category that that the GNSO has. It's not they're not GNSO projects per se, but they're things that we have to keep our eyes on.
Yeah.
And be aware that they're taking resources, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's marked with an X, and it's not in the list.
Right. And this again, Ken, I'm gonna make sure that I'll actually put them in a separate list. I'll mark them with these codes, and I'll put a legend in it, so we'll know what we've done, and if we don't revisit it, we can, or if we have to explain it to anybody, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you something. We're reaching 1 hour, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 projects to review. Should we finish, or we
stop
here?
Let's finish. I think we can finish quickly. Let's finish.
Okay. 16, IRTP, Part B, PDP, I'm sorry.
That's the Inter-Registrar Transfer
yes.
Policy.
Yes.
Okay.
This is difficult for me. IRTB.
And notice there, and remember there's a C, D, and E coming.
Challenging for my spelling.
That's what, this was one of the ones that forced me to go to four characters.
So is that an active project?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
That's an easy one.
17, synthesis of who is service requirements, who to. You made some comments about who to check.
Yeah, well, and it's too bad Liz isn't on the call because she could jump in on this, but she can't be here today. Right now, that's in staff's court, okay? So from the eventually, though, it is going to, you know, there will be a work product that comes out of that, and the council may, you know, decide some action as a result of that, which would turn into a project. I'm not sure it's a staff project right now, and again, that's taking staff resources, which is important in this whole exercise. What do we want to do with that?
This is Ken. I would suggest that we've already been through that with the other who is. I would mark it I. It's inactive.
Yes.
And I would, even though I appreciate the comment about the staff resources, I know from talking to Denise and Liz and others that what we were really hoping to do with this effort was to really look at community resources. I mean, the staff has the ability to engage consultants and all that. I mean, right, there isn't an unlimited supply of staff resources, but there is apparently a limited supply of community volunteers, at least there has been, and that was really the main focus of this exercise.
But I think it would be good when we call something like this inactive to put a parenthetical or a footnote or whatever way we want to do it, indicating that at the present time it's a staff only activity.
Yes, I'll do that.
So it's inactive from a GNSO perspective.
Right. Mm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Hutu. So Hutu goes to inactive?
Yes.
Okay, number 18, Registrar Accreditation Agreement, RAA.
That's the easy one.
Yeah. We keep it.
Yeah. RAA is an acronym that's been used for 10 years. So.
Yes. Mm. 19, Internationalized Registration Data Working Group, IRD.
This is another, for all practical purposes, another Who Is one. But it is a live group. This is a joint one with ESSEC.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody can come up with a better acronym, but it certainly needs to stay.
And IRD, it's okay?
Okay with me.
Yeah. And number 20, Registrar Vertical Integration, RRVI.
Before we talk about the abbreviation, this is another one I commented on. It's, to my knowledge, this really isn't a GNSO project yet.
No. I agree.
Staff could turn it into a GNSO project.
Yes.
You know, and in fact, we're going to vote. It looks like it's not going to be till January. We're going to vote and in terms of whether or not to initiate a PDP on this. So it could become a project in January.
Yeah.
It's not yet. I don't think.
No, I totally agree with you.
But let me ask this question, if I might. Do you think, Chuck, that it will be, by the time we get to the stage, this team, the work prioritization team, that we will be asking people to rate and rank and prioritize, will it have materialized? And maybe if it has, we can simply add it, right?
Yeah, we can do that. But your point's well taken. It could be. Now, if the PDP is voted down and isn't initiated, it probably doesn't. But I would predict that at the latest, January 28th, a decision will be made on that.
Yeah, and this team was hoping to be done in December. So now that I remember some earlier email conversations on that, why don't we just go ahead and mark it X, not a project.
Okay.
And you know, when Liz asks, I'll explain.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job, guys.
So this is the end of our list. I have only two comments. One, what we do with liaisons, for example, CCNSO liaisons, do we include it in the list, or because it's a reporting issue?
Well, it's in that reporting category that we stay on top of, but it's not a project, right?
Yeah. Okay. And there is one other group. It is IDM PDP. It's a CCNSO working group that Edmund and myself are participating. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it because the calls are usually very, very early in the morning, like 2 a.m. for me. So Edmund has been following, and there is not much activity. Should we include it in the list or no?
Well, we're going to probably have liaisons and lots of other groups.
Yeah.
And
so we don't include it. Okay.
No.
So we make the revision of our list. Ken, would you be so kind to send the updated and corrected acronyms and all that to our drafting team?
I would be delighted.
And what is our next step?
This is Ken again. The next step is to solidify the definitions. Well, I guess we should say, yes, we still want to go ahead with a two-dimensional two-dimensional rating scheme that bases value against cost or benefit versus difficulty, that sort of thing. And if we still like that approach, the step that I've identified is to nail down the definitions of those axes. Because eventually we and the rest of the council are going to have to use those as the guideline for how to figure out what something, what number or what evaluation to put on that for each project. So that's the next step.
Okay. Could you be so kind to summarize this in an email to the people who didn't participate in the call so they can follow up?
Yes, and in fact... The next step after that will be that, you know, once we have the definitions nailed down, then I think we want to proceed to the rating and ranking methodology, which was in step 3, and then we had a step 4 and 5. So I would suggest that we keep all those steps the same, and on the next call we deal with step 2.
And hopefully on the list between now and then.
Well, that's even better. And Jamie did make some suggestions to the definition on... one or both of them. I didn't see any additional commentary about what he had done.
I have one comment about the word cost. I think it for me, it's confusing. It brings only the
I would change it, but I don't know which other word could be good. It brings to me the issue of value on money and all that, but I don't think that's the point. I think the point is different.
Madam Chair, in the interest of time, I think you wanted to wrap up. Maybe we could take that on the list.
Yes, I will.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll summarize what happened with step one. We're done with step one, and
we'll
move to step two, and maybe we can get some work done on the list before the next call. And I'll sort of target that area for the next set of discussions.
Thank you.
And that would be a good idea. I think we should just do them one at a time rather than try to take them all at once, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And we should do a doodle on the next meeting. We should have another meeting next week, right?
Yes, I have no problem next week. So I'm available since Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Olga. Thanks for taking your vacation time.
That's okay.
While you're on vacation, practice up those acronym sounds.
Yeah.
We'll give you a test next time.
Okay. Very nice time.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.